Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about an organization vital to our downtown here in Astoria, and this entire region, in fact, and an event happening this weekend, the infamous and delicious and brewery fun Northwest Brew Cup. Northwest Brew Cup is happening all this weekend, and here to talk about that and all things Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, I have the Executive Director, Sarah Lou Heath, in the studio. Good morning, Sarah Lou.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having me on. And you got the ADHDA acronym right. We know it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. It's true. ADHDA. And we're going to talk about what that means because we probably have some new listeners who may not know.
Yeah.
And before we begin doing that, though, Sarah Lou, let's let the listening audience learn a little bit about you, please.
Sure. Well, I've been an historian for about a nanosecond. I'm going on 3 years here, and it's been a blast the whole time. I've been in the Northwest for about six, but originally am from Texas. Spent a lot of time in Austin and found that I needed to be somewhere cooler and wetter. So came out to the Northwest and have loved every minute of it. And so you might see me on the Riverwalk with my little dog Jackson, or maybe on a sailboat with a friend, but life in Astoria is just peach pie.
Well, I will tell you that you actually are an Astorian now, because you, if you come into this community and you volunteer with your heart and your mind and you become involved with any of these wonderful organizations which exist here, then you become an historian.
You know, we certainly believe that. A lot of times folks will come to us and say, I just moved to town and heard that you're a great organization to get connected with, and we'll sit down and talk with them about what they like to do, and sometimes they end up volunteering for us, and sometimes I send them somewhere else and say, you know, you might want to work with Clatsop Animal Assistance because, you know, they're a great organization doing a lot of things. Or, you know, we always try to get somebody fit into a volunteer role where they'll get to make friends.
What is the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association? What's your mission? What do you do?
You know, our mission is to encourage community involvement, investment in downtown, preserve our character, and make sure that we have a vital future ahead of us for our small businesses, our residents, and our visitors. So we do that through many ways. We work on beautification through our design committee. We work on promoting all of the good things that are happening in Astoria through our promo committee, even stuff like Ferry Street Friday, which is an individual neighborhood event. We think it's great, so we'll promote that, or Fisher Poets, holidays, all sorts of stuff. We have a business development committee that works with our small businesses. We just had a great NED Talk, for example, which is an educational series. We had a retail expert come in and talk about lighting. There's six kinds of lighting, if you didn't know. I learned a lot. And then, you know, we do have to support ourselves, so we have a committee that works on our fundraisers, like the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, you know, which is a triple bottom line for us. It's our biggest, most important fundraiser. It also supports our fermentation culture in downtown, and it brings a lot of visitors in the shoulder season to help out our retail businesses and our hoteliers. So we're excited.
And the Downtown Association has meetings the first Friday of every month. And how do people become connected and join?
You know, that's a great question. And we call them general meetings because they are open for everybody. You don't have to be a member. First Friday of every month at our good friend Jen and Chris Holland's restaurant, Baked Alaska. So if you miss the one in October coming up next Friday, you can always come in November. And anybody can be a member. It's not just for businesses. Our business memberships are $120 a month. You can find that at AstoriaDowntown.com. And we have what we call a residential membership, and it's only $18.11. It's a little play on the year that Astoria was founded. And we keep it at that level because we want everyone to know that It is a community organization. It is a neighborhood association. And we support our businesses. But we know we have regulars in downtown from, you know, Lisa up on the peninsula to, you know, Ray is always down in Warrenton. But that spend a lot of their lives downtown. And we want everybody to have the opportunity to be a member.
And having a vibrant downtown is crucial to the success of the livability for local people mm-hmm. and for our visitor economy.
Yeah. You know, we support folks across the story, but focus on downtown because we believe that downtown is kind of like the heart of a city, and it needs to be pumping that vitality and energy and excitement across our community. But, you know, for 200 years, the downtown has been the economic engine and the gathering place, and we just want to see it continue healthy into the future.
And you're a resource not only then for the business owners downtown, but you're a resource for, you know, so many of the nonprofit organizations too.
It's true. We play an important connecting role to make sure that communication is flowing as much as it can. We partner with the Astoria Regatta to bring the high school bands to the parade. So that's kind of a win-win. And we just try to support anybody that we can, whether it be somebody that needs a connection to an expert, or maybe we're aware of a commercial kitchen that a startup might need to rent for a little while. We try to be in the know. So when somebody comes to us with a need, we can just play that connector that makes the small town so fun to live in.
And how do you function? How do you get your funding, and how does it work? You're the executive director.
I'm the executive director. I'm the only full-time staff person. And we have a three-legged stool, which comes from membership. Membership month is in October, so visit AstoriaDowntown.com. Sign yourself up. Then we do fundraisers. We have two major fundraisers. That's the Jane Barnes Review in the spring, and of course the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup happening this weekend. And then we do receive transient lodging tax dollars from the city of Astoria, specifically for our events and the promotions that we do for small businesses.
And the money that you raise from those fundraisers is very important to, again, the continued vibrancy of our downtown area.
It is. A lot of the work that I do is advocacy work on behalf of our members with the city and the communication role. But we also spend money on holiday decorations, on sidewalk tiles, on bringing in educational experts, on plants and trees and landscaping. So while we work with tons of volunteers, you know, we have over 40 volunteers that meet on a monthly basis, and we have over 200 volunteers at Brew Cup. So, you know, the thrust of our work is done by volunteers, yet sometimes you need to buy materials. So this cash is very important to us.
And you're part of the Main Street program.
We are. It's a national program. And we're performing Main Street, which is the top level, and have been for several years. We were brought into the organization about 10 years ago with Dulcie Taylor and Tiffany Butler and several people that are still around volunteering for the organization. But it allows us to do things like access special grant money. For example, the grant that we got for the JCPenney's building or the Columbian Theater. And of course, yesterday was a big announcement for us. We are one of 20 finalists with the Oddfellows building there on 10th and Commercial, which houses the Astoria Arts and Movement Center. We are a finalist for $150,000 and just kicked off our voting campaign yesterday.
That's very exciting, and I'm going to have Jessamine Grace and some other folks on my show in a few weeks to talk more about that. But that is, again, one of the great things that ADHDA is involved with.
Yep.
So let's talk about, though, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, because that's an
my
event
pleasure.
That's happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's for families. It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. Brew Cup. What a great event. It is 18 years old, so Brew Cup can vote now. Chris and Jen Holland kind of started this event in at their first location, and maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I believe, gifted it to the Downtown Association. And with the help of many people and many businesses around town, we've grown it into the three-day fun fest that it is.
And what happens, do people need to buy tickets? I mean, how does it all work for somebody who may not have ever attended before and they
sure.
want to know what's happening this
weekend? We always love newbies. So, you know, we like to say that this is a really easy festival. You are not going to be hassled or harangued. It happens on the grounds of the Barbie Maritime Center, just east of the Columbia River Maritime Center. So you can take a cab, you can take a trolley, you can walk. There's a little bit of parking there. And you just come, you buy a glass if you'd like to taste some beer. If you're just there to listen to music and eat from the food carts, you can just get your ID checked and come on in. Glassware is $12. It's a can glass honoring the, you know, longtime heritage of first canning fish and now canning beer. You buy tokens. Our beers are from, you know, one token a tasting up to two and three, depending on their rarity and what we had to do to get them here. So you drink beer. If you've got your kids with you, Purple Cow Toys brings a great selection of lawn games and bubbles and hula hoops. You listen to live music. We've got some great headliners this year. On Friday, we're going to have Mike Corkendall with us. He has played with M. Ward and Bright Eyes. And then headlining is the Freak Mountain Ramblers. They are an excellent kind of funky freak folk, really dancey band that has not been together in 2 or 3 years. So we're stoked to have them with us on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to start with a Troll Radio Review. We're very excited. We always have them open Saturday for us. And KMUN broadcasts all day, which is great if you are out of town listening to us and can't make it in. Tune in on the radio. And Saturday night, our headliner is Giants in the Trees. Our friends from... Chris Novoselic and his new band. So we're very excited about that. And then on Sunday, the Brownsmead Boys will be out with us to wrap up Sunday Fun Day. So live music all weekend, beer and cider all weekend. Great food trucks are going to be with us. We'll have Monty Albon, Sasquatch Sandwich, the Good Bowl, and a fourth one, the Hot Box Barbecue. So something for everybody. And it's just a great time.
And I know, I think I was there when it was, maybe it was last year, that they actually had, there was a little place where they had apples and oranges and something like that. But it's, what I love is the fact that it's family friendly and that the kids can come. And so what are the hours on Friday?
The hours on Friday, which is some, you know, kind of considered, Friday is considered locals, is noon to nine. So, you know, escape work a little bit early. Come out and hang out with us. On Saturday, we open a little bit earlier with Troll Radio Review at 11 a.m. And on Sunday, also 11 a.m. And we wrap up Sunday at 4 p.m. Just so everybody can get back to their work week. But it's a great opportunity to come out with your growler. Growler fills are only $10 on Sunday. Ooh. Growler fills are a special on Sunday. Okay. And lots of events like fish prints and a hula hooping contest and a cornhole tournament on Sunday. So,
all right. So Sunday is fun day. So, okay. So Friday, it is noon to nine.
Correct.
Saturday, it's
11 to nine.
11 to nine. And then Sunday is?
11 to 4.
11 to 4. And that's the fun day where you're doing the hula hoop contest.
Yep.
Fish prints.
Fish prints, growler fills, cornhole tournament. Our friends from the Odd Fellows will be with us on Sunday getting people to vote at voteyourmainstreet.com/Astoria to help them win that $150,000 grant.
We need to all support that for sure.
Yeah. But we've got, you know, we have a really great selection. It's well over 30 beers. We've got sours. We have fresh hop beers. We've got three ciders on tap. We're seeing breweries like Modern Times, Level, Great Notion. Prodigal Son has won the People's Choice Award several times, and they'll be back with us. So,
and they're from Pendleton.
They're from Pendleton. We've got people coming, Washington, Idaho, Oregon, couple people from California. So this year we've had a new presenting sponsorship by Toyota, and so we're really excited about some of the new breweries we've been able to bring on.
Oh, that's great. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. It is a fundraiser for the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and it's happening this weekend at the Barbie Center, which is at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. And in the studio, I have Sarah Lou Heath. She's the executive director of ADHDA, an organization which you might want to be involved with. What about volunteers? Do you need some more volunteers for the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup?
You know, we need about a dozen more volunteers, I would say. There's been some flux this week. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can just go to PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com. There's a volunteer tab. If you're just interested in knowing the full beer list, there's a beer tab. There's a music tab. So you can learn all about the event at PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
And so let's say someone does want to volunteer. Now, I think in the past when I volunteered, I was able to sign up online for a particular time slot.
Indeed.
So that's pretty easy.
Yep. You'll sign up. You can look at all the different time slots, choose your date, choose your activity. There's a lot of different needs that we have. And then, you know, we call all of our volunteers the Sud Squad. So our volunteers get a special T-shirt that changes every year, the glassware for the event, and several beer tokens. So if you help us out, you can come enjoy the party with us on us.
Yeah, it is a really fun event.
Thank you.
And I know you all put a lot of work into this. I mean, it's really grown in the 18 years since it was first started.
And this is, you know, talk about a community event on community radio. We have help from Bowie Beer, Fort George, the Parks Department, Reveille Cider, several individuals, Purple Cow Toys, you know, that's not including our sponsors like Churchill Mortgage and Pacific Power and Toyota. So it takes a large village to pull off this shindig.
And it looks like the weather is going to be good. We're knocking on some wood here.
I knocked on wood. Yep. Okay. We will just, that forecast, I have been maybe checking it several times a day for the last 8 days, has been drying out. So we are looking forward to that continuing and seeing some great Indian summer weather out here on the coast.
Let's talk a little bit about how the downtown has changed and evolved, even since you've been here in these last 3 years.
Yeah.
It seems like you've been here a lot longer because you came right in and just dug in and got involved with so many things.
Well, thank you. How has the downtown changed in the last few years? I mean, we have seen major work on the Riviera building and even the pier that Moe's Chowder took over and invested six or seven figures into. We just saw the Liberty Theater garner $1 million from the legislature to do some internal work that will help them with booking. We have seen lots of stores fill up and storefronts change. The old Abco building, we saw the metal siding come down from there and the original 1940s facade revealed there. And, you know, a couple things that are going to be changing soon are very exciting. Construction on the Merwin building has begun. You know, that's kind of a project that I have been working on since I came. And
tell people about that. I don't think a lot of people may not know, but what is the Merwin building?
Sure.
And what is that project?
The Merwin building was originally a hotel, and it sits between City Hall and the library. It's been vacant for 30 years at this point. And the first thing we did was call a nonprofit affordable housing developer to see if they would be interested in the project. We garnered $100,000 for first-in money from them. They've leveraged that into about $6.6 million to complete the project, which will be turning that hotel into 40 affordable workforce housing units. So they're going to rent at about 50% of the median market rate for apartments. And, of course, activating that building on the burgeoning Duane Street corridor is going to be visually attractive. It is going to pay our local construction workers who are going to eat lunch at the food carts that is going to house our workers. It is going to be beautiful for another 100 years. It's going to stop falling on the library.
Those are all very good things. And we know we need housing here. That's for sure. We're not the only small town struggling with that.
Not
issue,
at all.
But,
we hear
but
that.
Affordable housing is huge. And what's the timeline on the Merwin building?
We expect to see The current construction schedule has it wrapping up at the very end of 2020. And one of the questions that I receive a lot is, when is the waitlist going to open? A lot of people are interested in living there. And so we expect that that waitlist will open next summer, about 6 months before construction completes, just to make sure it's a realistic list and folks could expect to, you know, possibly get in. If we were to start it now, that would be a real challenge.
Well, one of the things that the Downtown Association, of course, hears about issues of affordable housing and issues of parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's something that, again, a lot of other communities are wrestling with, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a board, and you have who's the president? Let's talk about who's involved with ADHDA.
Sure. Dareth Andrew is our president. She's the vice president of operations at what is now Lewis and Clark Bank. Patsy Ozer, if you have children in the Astoria school system, reads to your children. She's a retired teacher and librarian. And then we also have Jeremy Towsey French, Reveille Cider Works, who is our treasurer, and Julie Julie Kovach, who's the marketing director up at the college, is our secretary. So that's our executive board. And we have seven other small business owners or property owners and folks that are involved in downtown on our board.
Yes. And having David Reed involved with the chamber is a really good thing.
Yes. He's a dedicated volunteer of ours as well.
And what would you like to see happen? What do you say when people say, what about the big hole in downtown? Because that's not an ADHD. It's nothing that you...
Now, Donna, you didn't prep me for this question.
I'm sorry. Okay, we don't even have to go there.
You know, Heritage Square, I think that there is great opportunity in Heritage Square to preserve some of the parking that it serves as now and build housing. A lot of the really hot thing in quickly developing metropolitan areas is the mixed-use development with commercial on bottom and housing on top. Interestingly, our commercial space is overbuilt for the population of our town. So, you know, I've heard some ideas of a ground floor daycare possibly there to suit the need of that in our community. So I think that this being a city property, our ability to put out requests for proposals, there's a little bit of incentive available from the city to develop that property. If we find the right developer, we can get a development that looks like it belongs here, acts like it's what we need, and really benefits the community. So I hold out a lot of hope.
Well, that's great. Well, optimism is always, I think, preferred over pessimism.
Well, thanks.
And also the trolley's running again now, full because they've finished the work.
Phase one has finished. Yes, the riverfront bridges on the odd streets have been replaced. The trolley is running its full length, and construction, which will be a smaller set of construction, but still, we're going to encourage everybody to get to our overwater businesses as they start on the even numbered streets in, they estimate, mid-October at this point.
So they'll be working on that through the winter then?
Correct.
Okay, so now the even numbered street bridges will be being
correct
replaced.
So 6th, 8th, and 10th I believe are the ones that
okay.
they're working on.
All right.
Ideally from mid-October until just before Memorial Day. So it's a really challenging work environment though, so we give the city a lot of credit in doing things as fast as they can.
Indeed. Although the weather has certainly seemed to be, I mean, it's certainly changed since I moved here. Mm. And it seemed like there was a lot more rain. What have you seen over the 3 years that you've been here?
Oh Lord, you know, we have 350 days of sun in Austin, so I'm not the person to ask about how I've adjusted to the weather. I'm very excited to see the forecast for Brew Cup. I will say, because we're responsible for watering most of the landscaping downtown, that it has been drier than what folks have expected the last several years. So anecdotally, that's what I've seen.
Okay, well, that's a good way to look at things.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Is beer culture still growing so rapidly as it was in the beginning when suddenly brew pubs were the thing? And then what's happening in that world?
Yeah. I wish I had Jack sitting here next to me to answer this question. I can tell you that cider as a segment is growing very rapidly, the way that we were seeing the craft beer industry grow very rapidly when it, you know, started to take fire. I can at least tell you that I'm pretty sure that some of that had to do with loosening of regulations at a state-by-state level. And so while the chart might be leveling off, the interest is still huge. You know, we're seeing mergers and acquisitions of major international brands buying smaller craft beer because they see the value in it. So I'm not saying I support that, but looking at that as an industry trend, you know, people are seeing the value in craft beer. And, you know, with Astoria's tradition in manufacturing and exports and canning, I think, you know, sometimes I say that Astoria is the town that was built on fish and saved by beer.
Oh, I like that. Okay, wait, say that again.
Astoria was the town built by fish and saved by beer.
All right, built by fish and saved by beer. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. There's some truth there, I think.
You know, I think there's a lot of credit to be given to folks that built the Cannery Pier and the Hotel Elliott and a lot of things. But when we look at the segments of people coming in for, you know, for day trips, especially from Seattle and Portland, they're here for what we call an economic development, the fermentation cluster. Because we've got, you know, great folks like Pilot House Distillery, who will be with us at Brew Cup, and Reveille Cider Works, who will be with us at Brew Cup. So a lot of different things going on.
And we just have a few minutes left. So let's remind people about how they can be involved and engage with ADHDA.
Yep. So Donna wants me to hit a couple points here. Membership is very important to us, especially if, you know, for example, there was a time last year when the city was looking at removing a significant amount of parking, and the behind the scenes work on that was really important to keep the status quo of how we park downtown. And so without our membership, we can't say we're saying this on behalf of all of these people. So visit AstoriaDowntown.com to become a member. Visit us at Brew Cup this weekend. You can bring the family. You can come by yourself. It's relaxing, spacious, tasty, fun, easy on the ears. And then something we touched on earlier in the program was the Oddfellows Building and the Partners in Preservation Grant campaign that we just launched yesterday. We're competing with 20 cities across the country. On the West Coast, we're competing against Seattle and Los Angeles. They are not considering population size in this voting competition. So we know how proud everybody here on the coast and in Clatsop County is of our area. And so we want them to vote odd every day. VoteYourMainStreet.com/Astoria.
All right. So you go to VoteYourMainStreet.com/Astoria.
That'll take you right to our page. You can vote 5 times a day, every day. I will say it's a little bit of a hassle the first time. They're going to send you an email. You have to click the link in the email, and then you can vote. But I voted for my second time this morning, and you just have to revisit that web page, and it'll let you click 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes for the Astoria Oddfellows Building, and it's easy peasy.
Okay, so all Astorians.
All Astorians, all Clatsop Countyans, all Oregonians. We're the only site in the state as a finalist for this grant. So we're reaching out to all of our friends and family. I reached out to my people in Austin, and I said, I know that incredible museum and that awesome neighborhood I used to live in is competing against us, but please don't vote for them. You are all in Astoria in July. Cast your vote for the Oddfellows Building. And if you can't picture what that building is, it's at 10th and Commercial, 3 stories, Italian 8 windows, holds Sea Gypsy and the Arts and Movement Center, known for their dance parties, yoga classes, birthing classes, everything that happens in the Arts and Movement Center.
Yes, it's one of the, we have several hearts in this community, and that's one of the hearts, and certainly it deserves more love and attention. And
indeed.
So we can do this.
We can
do this. All right. So if people want to sign up, they go to Astoria Downtown.
Yep. If you want to be a member, AstoriaDowntown.com. If you're looking for the lineup of beer and music at Brew Cup, PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
Okay.
You could just Google either one of those and you'll see them come up too.
They'll take you there.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So go online and take a shift. It is so much fun to be at, what do you call them?
We call them the Sud Squad.
The Sud Squad. Yeah. Part of the Sud Squad.
We have people that come back year after year. We've got people that drive in from out of town. It's really great to see everybody back on the festival grounds for Brew Cup.
Again, that's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is a fundraiser for the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and they use those funds for very good things to keep our downtown vibrant and alive and accessible for locals and our visitors.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah Lou Heath, for everything that you do for Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
Well, thank you, Donna, ADHD. And everything you do to promote all of the folks out here just trying to make it happen.
That's it. Well, we all have to work together as a team. And thanks to everyone who called in during our recent pledge drive. We appreciate having you as part of the Coast Community Radio family. It takes all of us to make this place the kind of place we want to live, protect, and continue to be able to give to our children and all of those who come after us. Thank you so much, Joanne Rideout, for being the engineer this morning, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. In fact, let's take a moment right now. Take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. We're often so busy, we don't breathe deeply enough, and we need that. And then, with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be things that aren't going well, but focus on the things that are. And then, give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, because you are. You're the only one with your life experiences. And then recognize that you're doing the best you can, because we all are, really. And then take that moment to realize that you are here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.
Have been listening to Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. We're streaming live on the web at coastradio.org, and if you have one of those smart speakers, you can say KMUN, and there we are. A look at the weather before we go into headline news, and Katie is in the studio to bring you folk music till noon. We have mostly sunny skies in the forecast today with a high near 65 degrees. Tonight, chance of rain late, increasing clouds with a low around 55 degrees. On Thursday, rain is likely in the morning, then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Southwest winds as high as 20 miles per hour. So our weather's kind of seesawing back and forth between rainy and sunny like it does every fall here on the coast. Stay tuned for folk music. Coming up in just a few minutes after headline news from NPR. Stay with us, and thanks for listening to Coast Community Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump calls it a nothing call. The Democratic leadership says it was a blatant shakedown of an ally in need of U.S. aid, both sides offering vastly different interpretations of a July 25th phone call in which Trump asked his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and Biden's family. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on a rough transcript the White House has released.
According to the account of the call being released by the Trump administration, Trump asked Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor. There's a lot of talk about Biden's son," Trump said, telling Zelensky that, quote, "Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that." Trump told Zelensky to get in touch with his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Attorney General William Barr. This account of the call confirms a reported whistleblower's complaint that Trump asked a foreign leader to help him gather political ammunition against a potential